Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be looking at weapons used during the Great War. We will describe the way that these weapons were used, and we will also analyse the strengths and weaknesses of each weapon as a tactic in war. The Great War is famous for the range of weapons which were used to try and win the battle, some of which appeared for the first time ever in war. This podcast will discuss the following: machine guns, tanks, gas, artillery, aircraft, and submarines. We'll begin by looking at machine guns. Machine guns could fire 400 to 600 bullets every minute, and this caused devastation and terror amongst the enemies as they approached machine gun positions. They were placed on a tripod, and then 4 to 6 men were needed to operate these guns. Machine guns certainly were a very strong weapon. They could kill large numbers of soldiers in a short period, and their quick-firing nature meant that precise aim was not an essential part of firing, making them easier and therefore deadlier to use. However, machine guns often overheated because of the speed at which they fired, which stopped them being completely useful. Soldiers had to regularly pour water on them to try and keep them cool, but even this did not fully succeed. Machine guns were also very heavy and could not be easily moved around the battlefield. Another weapon associated with the Great War is tanks. Tanks were first used during the Battle of the Somme in 1916. They were originally known as Landship, and the first one was nicknamed Little Willy, in a disparaging term towards the German Kaiser. Tanks were armed with guns as well as metal armour. They certainly were a prominent weapon because tanks were able to provide defensive cover for soldiers as they crossed no man's land. They could also be used to destroy barbed wire, which made it easier for soldiers to advance towards the enemy. However, tanks were extremely slow, travelling at only around 4 miles per hour, and they were easy targets therefore for enemy fire. In addition, tanks would often get stuck in muddy fields, or their tracks could become removed from the body, making them impossible to move. Another weapon used in the war was gas. There was different types of gases, including chlorine and mustard. These gases damaged lungs when they were inhaled, which caused injury or even death. The gases could also cause blisters or even lead to internal bleeding, which again might result in soldiers dying. Gas was an important weapon because it was capable of disorientating or even killing enemy soldiers. And with the development of gas-filled shells, it became easier to target enemy soldiers without the gas hurting a side's own soldiers. However, there were weaknesses with gas as well. One obvious one was about weather. When gas was first used, a change in the wind could see the gas being put back towards a side's own soldiers, which limited its effectiveness. In addition, over the course of the war, the development of gas masks made it easier to limit the impact that gas attacks would have. Another important weapon used during the Great War was that of artillery. Artillery were highly explosive shells that could be fired huge distances at the enemy. Both sides used artillery to pound the enemy defences, or they used creeping barrages, which were fired just in front of advancing soldiers. Arguably the most famous type of artillery during the war was Big Bertha. This was a German supergun which could fire projectiles weighing more than 800 kilograms, as much as 6 miles at a time. The Germans used 12 Big Berthas over the course of the war. Artillery was a very effective weapon because it was extremely difficult to defend against, and it caused more casualties than any other weapon. It is estimated that up to 60% of Western Front soldier deaths were as a result of artillery fire. However, there were problems with this. For one thing, creeping barrage attacks often resulted in a side's own soldiers being killed as well. As the soldiers advanced forward, it was difficult to measure exactly where the artillery should fire, and thus caused what would be known as blue-on-blue casualties, when a side would kill its own men. Another important weapon of the war was that of aircraft, and different types of aircraft in particular. Zeppelins, which were hot air balloons, were used, but also airplanes formed a part of each side's battle and preparation plans. Planes and zeppelins could be used to spy on enemy positions, which helped battle plans by knowing what to do. and planes later had guns added so could take part in dogfights. Zeppelins were also used to attack civilians. The Germans, for instance, bombed parts of Britain, including Edinburgh, using Zeppelins. However, using airplanes to take part in dogfights was not always effective. Because adding guns to planes was a new technology, the guns were not always effective, and they often jammed, which limited a plane's weaponry value. Another weapon which was used during the war was that of submarines. Submarines were underwater ships that could move easily without detection, and it made them a very dangerous enemy, being very hard to sink or beat. In September 1914, HMS Pathfinder became the first ship to be sunk by a German U-boat. The strengths of submarines were obvious. They were not easy to spot because they went underwater, and so military and civilian ships both feared them. The Germans used submarines to great effect to try and stop supplies from reaching Great Britain and to starve Britain out of the war. However, using submarines rather than engaging in open battles was felt by some military people to be dishonourable. In addition, when Germany sank the civilian liner Lusitania, which included many American civilians, this ultimately resulted in America joining the war against Germany.